All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to do this. Yesterday I had a really, you know, it was a ball breaker of a question. And it was an A or B. So today I wanted to roll out part two of it. It's the blame game. Now, here are the rules. It's very simple. You must choose one, even though all three have a role in it. It's not about total blame. It's not about 100% all your fault. It's who is the most to blame for what is going on with your Detroit Lions. Now, I have taken out the obvious answer. Sheila Ford Hamp / Martha Ford / William Clay Ford at large. Gone. We know it. It's boring. We're all aware. I know. I wish they'd sell the team. I know they won't. They're out of this. I have given you three choices. It's A, B, or C. And I want to take you through this. Super, super easy. Who is the biggest reason this team is where they are? Choice A, Bob Quinn. He hired the wrong guy. He fired the wrong guy. And he hasn't given his coach or Stafford the talent to win. Bob Quinn is the most responsible for why this team is the way they are. Choice B, Matt Patricia. Inherited a franchise QB and a GM that's given him enough talent to be a lot better than this. A lot better than blowing 11 fourth quarter leads in 34 career games. Or choice C, Matthew Stafford. Highest paid player on the team. The one guy who touches the football every snap, and despite the franchise's flaws, if he were truly great, he could overcome it, and this team should be a lot better than they are. A, B, or C. It's the blame game. Who is the most responsible for why this team is ruining our Sundays? Why by week three, seemingly half of you have checked out, and the other half are openly rooting against this team? Choice A, Quinn. Choice B, Patricia. Choice C, Stafford. Rico, I have my answer, but I don't want to poison the jury. I will wait. 248-539-9797. I want to hear from you in that quinoa-infested studio.
Jeez, man. Mike, when looking at this, it's difficult because you can only choose one. If I could rank them, the one that probably most people want out of here the quickest is last, in my opinion. Then it's Matt Patricia. He's the coach. He was overqualified. He wasn't ready for this job. He thought that he was going to come in here and do the New England thing and put the New England spin on everything, and it failed miserably like every New England assistant. I didn't have any expectations for this man. I had no hope. And he delivered just like Roberto's bit. It failed.
Oh, come on.
Stafford would come in at a close two, Mike, because, my God, at some point he could have just stepped up through all the different coaches who came through this place and said, no, I need this. Hire this guy. Bring these people in. Bring in this guy as a free agent. Draft this person. But that's not his personality. Mike, it has to be Bob Quinn. You put this modern day atrocity together. You were the guy. You're the architect. You're the smart guy in the room. You're the one going out there wasting draft pick after draft pick after draft pick. You're the one out there buying up bad free agents, signing bad deals. And then the people who you let go surprisingly get better when they go to other teams. So, yeah, I'm saying the blame
game. You like that this is difficult. That's why. I mean, there's a method to the madness there, beautiful.
Mike, I do. Bob Quinn, number one with a bullet. This guy should not have his job. He should have lost it a while ago, and he's still employed.
248-539-9797. Now, look, you can take a text at the same number. That's fine. But obviously, conversation is king. Who is the most to blame for why we are sitting here, week three of the NFL season, no hope, many people outright rooting against this team, seemingly a majority of people, I don't want to say vast majority, because there is this silent portion of the fan base afraid to call the show saying they don't want Quinn and Patricia fired, but I think a lot of people do. Who's the most responsible? Who got us here the most? Now, look, I will say this. I have my answer. I think I want to offer you one of these choices that many of you may not select. For instance, when you look at Matthew Stafford, the comparison would be Deshaun Watson. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is situation. Deshaun Watson doesn't have a GM. He's got a coach who has undercut the organization and seized power. Okay? So bad GM who happens to be his coach, who's a bad head coach. They've made a number of moves. None of them are any good. The offensive line is never good. They never have a running game. And all Deshaun Watson does is overcome it. Now, has he done it to any great success? No. But do they make the playoffs? Yes, they do. Why let Stafford off the hook? Couldn't one say that on a year-in, year-out basis, Matthew Stafford has better talent offensively than the Houston Texans do? Than Deshaun Watson does?
Mike,
I'm making a point here.
You can.
Because I know it's all about Quintricia. I'm just saying, don't forget choice C. Because there are other quarterbacks who do more with less.
And Mike, I think the reason why, I told you, I put Stafford at two ahead of Patricia.
Wow.
Because I do think that Stafford could have affected change a long time ago. Stafford could have went in there and demand. Apparently, he has the ear of the Ford family. So he could have said, we need this guy. We need to run this instead of just, who's going to be my coach the next couple of years? This guy. Okay, that's fine. Okay, whatever. He could have went in there and said, no, I need these guys here. Draft this person. Get me these receivers. I need people to win. But Mike, based off of what you just said, demand more
accountability from the organization. Use your power more. You're basically making it sound like what a lot of people criticize Barry for.
Yeah.
Barry was the only one who could have gone into the old man and made demands, and he didn't do it. He's one of the guys. I'm happy to be here. I play. My job is to play. And in many ways, I think Stafford has passed the buck. It's a great point by you.
Yeah. I mean, at any point, he could have said, I want more. You're paying me all this money. Let me get the job done. But instead, he goes out there and he does just, whatever.
I mean, 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Rico.
Oh, no. Unless the next coach is great, I can't see Deshaun Watson saying, I want to stay in Houston because this thing is a disaster.
But he just signed his extension. I know. I'm only using the Deshaun Watson example because I don't think the kid has a lot. I think he's still learning how to play the position. And yet, he's had more success than Stafford. He's viewed as an MVP candidate. He's viewed as one of the five best quarterbacks. Everyone says his supporting cast is nowhere near good enough, yet he outperforms it.
But Mike,
when's the last time we said that about Stafford?
When have
we
said that? Does he have as many yards as Stafford gets at the end of games when they're out of it?
Empty calories. I'm just saying.
I feel you.
You can make the case. I don't want this turning into an A or B thing, a binary operation. I want A, B, and C. So ponder it, people. 248-539-9797. And let's hear from you. Who is the most responsible for the misery we reside in right now with this team? Quinn, Patricia, Stafford. A, B, C.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.